Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And there's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme inspiration.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yeah. We'll think about sunlight, we'll think about rain, we'll think about my life. And the beauty love brings. When I think about my family, when I think about friends, suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share,
Every heart you heal is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you were here.
We are.
It's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had, until we have to surrender,
oh,
when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy,
yeah,
and when you think about pain, remember hope's around the corner, calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are miracles. We are miracles. If you hear me now, we are miracles. Calling all the soldiers, standing for peace,
yeah,
all the freedom fighters, loving without,
yeah,
peace.
Each and every one of us, you, yes, you, I don't care what's going on in your world, you are nothing but a miracle. You have to know more. You have to know who you really are. You got to get to know yourself. I mean, just think about how you started. You were just this little single cell, this little, you know, you need a microscope to see who you are. Look at you now, tripping about not having a job, no money, no this, no relationship. You are so much more than that. Ooh, you better ask somebody. If you don't know who to ask, you can ask Trey. Trey? No, don't ask Trey because I don't know who he is. But you can ask Troy Horn. I know him. He'll tell you. Troy Horn, TROYHORNE.com. TroyHorn.com. That's his website. The title of that song is Miracles. That's what we are. And if you're not feeling it, if you don't know it, it's okay. Just take a deep breath. You just experienced a miracle. Take another deep breath. Breathe it in and breathe it out. Just as another miracle. Look at you. You're a miracle worker. Not just a light worker. You can work some miracles. It's simply a shift in perception, you know. Real simple. There's so much more. There's so much more to you. There's so much more to life. I am grateful for your presence, your pre-essence, the one that was here before you were here and will always be here when you're gone. Yes, yes, yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when that change is inspired in you, you can't help but make a difference. You came here to make a difference. Your appearance on this planet made a difference. You got to keep it going or you're going to be stuck. And if you're stuck, you get kind of rigid. And when you're rigid, you get on people's nerves. And when you get on people's nerves, like that commercial, people don't want to be around you. When people don't want to be around you, you feel alone. And when you feel alone, you feel separated from God. You don't want to do that. So you just need to just Make a difference. Know that you and what you are is an expression of the Godness, the goodness of life. And you are that place where God, Goddess, gets to represent itself and say, "Whoo, look at me. I'm here to love. I am here to share compassion. I'm here to understand. I am here to shine my light." This thing called life, it is beautiful. Oh, twists and turns. Just hold on. Sometimes you got to hold on. Sometimes you got to let go. Sometimes you got to let go. Sometimes you got to hold on. It's a waste of time to complain. But you can if you want, because you have free will. Yes, indeed. I'm just saying. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And your host is the I Am Presence. I Am is your host. And the I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a, the Nutty Professor, the Metaphysical Doctor, and all the other names that you choose to call me. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, relax. This is not a test. This is a playground of life. So whatever name you choose to call me, it's all good, because I love you and you love me. And anything you call me is simply a reflection of your consciousness. So, welcome home. I see some of you are waiting in line for CA. Well, guess what? Nothing. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to sound bad and big and bold. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? I want to welcome all of you that are listening on the phone line. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening online on your iPad, iPod, Android, I don't care what you're listening to through. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, we give thanks for our archive listeners, because you make us look good. In so many ways. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing the show, those of you that are listening. And of course, we want to thank our Within Radio listeners. Thank you for listening to the show. April is in the house. Silent listeners disguised as guests. Love and happiness makes you want to don't sing. Okay, I won't sing. Okay. We got guests in the house. You can't sing. I don't care about guests. I sing if I want. Don't want to do it. Gonna lose some listeners. But this is my show. I know. Just be nice for once. Okay, we can do that. Yvette is in the house. Celeste is in the house. Celeste, come on. Let me bring you on before I scare folks away. I never scare people away. I'm like honey. I just draw people onto me, because I know how to lift myself up. When I lift myself up, when I lift up the Christ consciousness, I draw all women, every now and then some men, onto me. But you know, I just like what I like. Hey, Celeste. I just like what I like. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is this really how you start off a Monday? Oh, my God.
I don't know what's going on.
What do I say? I'm like, some of us are not at home. Some of us are in offices holding our stomachs, covering our mouths, trying not to laugh so hard. You are out of control, and I love it. How you doing?
You're going to blame me for not having fun, for not laughing out loud? That's your issues. If you need help, call a life coach. I know one. He can help you. Got to learn to laugh and just relax. It's not that deep. It's just Monday, you know?
In corporate America, you cannot laugh that loud in your office. I'm hurting myself.
Yeah, everybody believed that BS, and now everybody's all stiff in their suit. Laugh out loud and see what's going to happen. But you're laughing and they have a smile on your face and hold your stomach and really get into it. And then they start laughing. And somebody said, "What you laughing at?" "I don't know. I'm laughing at Celeste." So everybody start laughing. Don't even know why. See, it's just a mask that people put on. I'm in corporate America and I can't express myself. If you don't express yourself, you're going to blow up. Okay, I digress.
Wow.
So anyway.
Thank you for that. And this is my power lunch, so all is well. So let me let these people know what's coming up on the...
Yeah, do it so I can drink my tea. My tea's getting cold, so go ahead, take over.
I also want you to know that CA heard you cutting up, but 1-2 Radio, 1-2 Listen, they're, you know, members
1-2, buckle my shoe, 3-4, knock on the door, 5-6, I can't remember,
no,
it's been a while.
Oh,
well, you know what?
Pick up sticks anyway.
Oh, yeah, thank you, yes. I don't mind if CA heard me cutting up, because CA did my chart. She knows everything about me, so I'm not even tripping.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, I want to, let me hurry up, because I want to hear your chart so I can figure out how to deal with you. And mine is coming up too.
Hey, I'm a magician. Just as you figure it out, I switch up on you. Careful now.
I'm always careful, Life Coach, today. I'm about to do your announcements right now. Hello, beautiful people. I'm loving out to you. I see you, Yvette. What's up, love and happiness? And all the people on the phone lines and in the chat room. Much, much love to you. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach a Day, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with for Life Coach a Day, and our wonderful guest, C.A. Brooks, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach a Day any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of August is living your soul's intention, and we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Stephen Bancars of Global Meditation Movement is joining Life Coach Day to have a conversation about cultivating a loving relationship with the divine. You definitely want to tune into this show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Umbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach a Day on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com and hover don't click on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Gosh, you read so fast. Slow down. I'm trying to get some things done before you finish, and I'm still in the middle of it.
Wow.
I need to hurry up, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you need to hurry up and bring TA up in here. You see these people over here?
Yeah, well, you know, them people just need to just learn to be still and know that I am is God. Because everything that needs to be done in this time frame will be done. Doesn't matter if I rush or don't. So, everybody take a deep breath. Maybe you need to curl your legs. Wrap your legs around. Sit down like Buddha with a little smile on your face. Even if you're corporate America. Thank you, Celeste. Goodbye.
I'll see you around one. Have a great show.
I can't bring you back like I did last week. I'm glad you're back at work anyway. So yes, have fun.
You can do what you want, Life Coach Today. It's your world. We're just visiting. Bye.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, Celeste. Ooh, Lord. Let's see. I need a bigger pedestal now. This one ain't big enough. Celeste just said it's my world, and y'all just visiting, so y'all better act right. Oh, Celeste, don't say stuff like that. You know I'm a nutcase. You don't want to encourage that. You don't want to do that. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right, see, I need to do something. I really wasn't ready. You guys thought I was joking. I'm serious. Actually, see, what I'm going to do? I know you like listening to my voice. That's why you're here. It just so happened that CA is here, but you really want to hear me. But I want to play a little something, just to buy time. You're going to hear me. Calm down. It's going to be okay. It's all right. I know. I'm going to be here, okay? I promise. I'll be right back. I won't take too long. And they're encouraging me to sing in the chat room. Okay, maybe when I come back. This is Agape Choir talking about the supreme inspiration. We play a little bit of that, and hopefully I'll get my act together, and I'm tapping to the professional radio host and be a little bit more serious. Good luck. The number is 347-426-3346. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, if you want to experience a reading through CA, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad or post your questions on the like page, Life Conversations Radio, or Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page. Life is good. It's getting better. Supreme inspiration. That's what we all are. feel the voice rising up inside of me. Don't do it. Don't. I can't help it. It's coming. Okay, I won't. Supreme inspiration. May you be blessed. May you know yourself as love. May you be the light you came here to be. Ah, thank you. The wizard is in the house. Marky Mark. Let's read a little something-something about C.A. Brooks so we can get this party started. I just had to pour C.A. some champagne. She likes to have a little bit of, you know, sip-sip before a show. Oh, she doesn't want champagne. She wants some wine. It's too early for that. It's too early for that, C.A. Sorry. No wine, please. Get you some water. Oh, wait. Celeste just sent me some. I think I need that. Happy to meet you. The Agape Choir. To find out more about them, go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. If you want to download some of their beautiful music so you can listen to it when you wake up in the morning, if you want to be so full of life like me, you need a vitamin, spiritual vitamin, go to soundofagape.com. So when you wake up with unconditional love. Oh my God! You look at yourself in the mirror and say, I don't need to comb my hair, I'm the bomb! I'm Life Coach Ade. I approve this message. Well, soundofagape.com is where you can download their songs and, you know, in your iPod. Those of you who are at work, people are getting on your, you just put in a little bit of agape. And you're smart, sir. I'll get that to you right away. All right, let me read a little bit about CA. I'm being around. I just had to pour some wine. She said she didn't want any water, no juice, no smoothie. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell you that. C.A., okay, let's read. C.A. Brooks. C.A. Brooks is a weekly contributor to PowerPeak at 12house.com and is a psychic advisor on 12listen.com. Check her out. As an intuitive soul coach, C.A. specializes in astrology and has been reading charts professionally since 1986. That's the year I was born. Yeah, it's partly true. Fascinated with the depth and clarity and versatility of the Voyager Tarot deck, she added Tarot interpretation to her reading starting in 1990. And she is such a beautiful soul. This is her second time being on the show. Ooh, I'm a poet. I don't know what took her so long because we've been waiting all along, and I think you need to quit now while you're ahead. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, C.A.
Hello. You are making me laugh so much.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will repent.
No, and you are reading my mind. I'm sitting here drinking a big glass of water. And when you said you were pouring me champagne, I'm like, no, I'm a Pisces. No champagne, not in the morning.
Yeah, we don't want you getting addicted to that.
Oh, honey, I would be flying. I would be flying if I was drinking.
Mark will call you and say, "C.A., your show starts in 1 minute. Where are you?" It's like, you can kiss
my
juice.
Yeah, really. He's like, what were you thinking?
It is so nice to have you back, you know.
Well, it is so nice to be here. And truly, I mean, you are such an inspiration. And you are so funny and so entertaining at the same time, which is just such a blessing to people.
Thank you. Now, keep talking. I'll just be quiet. Go on. I'm kidding. I'm listening to your voice. I'm like, gosh, what took us so long to bring you back? So that's not going to happen again. There's something. I love the people that are around me. And, of course, you're around Mark. So, of course, you are the best. Your energy, yeah, I can feel it. And the love. Love is what I feel. So thank you for being here. We're getting ready to I don't know how we're going to work this out, but it's going to work out. Now, when we do readings, what do you need from our listeners?
What I need, if we're going to do some astrology, which we can, I would like to have their birth date, the exact time they were born, and the location, like the city and the state. I mean, it can also be the city and the country. But that's what's helpful with an astrology chart, because then I can lay out all the planets. But as you mentioned before, I'm also a clairvoyant, and I also do tarot. And sometimes I just get visualizations for people. I can just feel what it is, a message that they need. But, I'm a Pisces. I'm very eclectic. We can kind of go in different directions with you, the show, anything you want. Like I said, I'm willing to dance. I'm willing to follow your lead.
Come on, baby. May I have this dance? Let's do this. Well, actually, I kind of feel that energy around this show. There's so many things that's been coming up from, but I keep feeling, sensing that we might talk A Course in Miracles and then go back to astrology and go back somewhere else talking about what we had for breakfast. We'll just let it happen. So I'm glad you can flow.
A Course in Miracles.
Okay, good. So this question I must ask you, though, because if I don't, my listeners will be very, very mad at you. Or me.
Oh, and me? Okay.
So I read, but we don't want them to do that. We've got lovely listeners. They love you. So I read a little bit about you. Mm-hmm. It wasn't much. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is C.A. Brooks?
Whoa.
I like that response. It's like, you sure you want to know?
Yeah, really. That's a tough one. It really is because, who am I? I am I guess if you think about what I do, I'm a mystic of sorts. I think from the very beginning of my life, I was always interested in knowing what's out there and what does this all mean, and kind of looking around the world and saying, surely this can't be all there is. And so I think I've always been a seeker of information, always looking around and always wanting to study things and test things out. So certainly I'm a reader, I'm a writer, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, all kinds of things. Certainly, professionally I'm an astrologer. I do consider myself a soul coach, or at least, guiding people. And I'll tell you, I always kind of resisted those words at first, soul coach, which I first heard from Keith Lynn, because I thought, soul, they don't need coaching, do they? But, the more I thought about it, whether you consider it souls or whether you consider it whatever, we often do need a little light or a little guidance on our path, which, is exactly what you're doing for people. You're reminding people that there is another way. You're reminding them that there is something other than what they see on the news every day. Mm-hmm. That there is a spirit, that there is light, that there is happiness, that there is joy, that there's another way to look at the world. So does that answer your question, or did I kind of evade your question?
No, you answered it. That question is always open. I ask the question, and you tell me what you're feeling, sensing, and who you are. I can't tell you who you is. I know who I am. But no, really, really. I mean, I do like what you shared, because for me, it's just there's something that, as you said, you talk about the soul doesn't need coaching, and we live in a society where we are told or we're conditioned to think we're something other than who we really are. And those of us who get to a point where we wake up and say, like you said, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more. We recognize. And so we get to redefine ourselves. And I understand the power of words to be able to speak into existence what I think is true for me, what I know to be true for me. So I am so with you there. I am so with you. This month, right, our theme is Living Your Soul's Intention. And as a soul coach, I really want to hear your thoughts on that, because for me, I believe that each and every one of us, we came here to deliver a message, a gift, something on the planet. It's like we are the universal postal service. You know, we came here to deliver something on the earth. And sometimes, as we're talking about, we get diverted, we get confused, we get caught up in the past, the things that didn't happen. And I think that when we remember that we are here to deliver a gift, we can start to do things that bring us back into alignment with our soul's intention. When you hear soul's intention, what come up for you?
Well, you know, a number of things, you know, as an astrologer, certainly a number of things come up for me, because I think about the various ways that a person's natal astrology chart really points us in that direction and says, this is what I came to do, this is what I came to experience, this is what I came to explore on this planet. But I also think, you know, at a very basic, maybe esoteric level, I think our soul's intention is simply to remember that we are not a body, you know, to really, to let go of all those belief systems, to let go of all that baggage, to like literally kind of peel away those layers and to remember something at just a very basic level, which is we are divine. And whether or not you want to consider it God or the universe, we are the children of a divine source, however you define that. And that's who we are. And all these other things that we're doing, these are the games that we play. These are the wardrobes that we put on, or these are the toys that we're playing with. But when it's all said and done, I think our soul's intention very much is just to remember who we really are, and to just go back to that place, and to just feel peaceful, to feel content, to feel happy. I mean, that's what comes up for me.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What
about love that, living your soul's intention. What an incredible theme for the month.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, I tell people my show is an expression of my consciousness. And for me, I've just made a declaration, if you will, to myself that I decide to live in the magic. I decide to live as I embrace the human experience. I want to live from what my soul is here to do, to express, to remember. And because it's a little bit easier. That's what I'm finding for myself. And, you know, you said something earlier about, you know, we are divine. What would you say to people saying, well, how can I be divine and my life is hell and I can't seem to get find somebody to be in a relationship with? All the people that admit at this, I can't get my money right. I don't know why I'm here. They say, how can I be divine and still be confused?
Well, you know, one of the things I would say to them, and let's face it, we all feel that way from time to time. I feel that way a lot. But, you know, I would kind of go back to some of the spirituality and to A Course in Miracles that says, you know what, this is nothing more than we have fallen asleep and we are having a dream. And we're having a bad dream. Sometimes we're having a really bad dream. But you know when you wake up from a dream that has felt so incredibly real and you go, wow, I can't believe that wasn't real, but you wake up. And I guess that's what I would try to instill in people, is that there really is a hope of what if we really are living in a dream? What if we really can wake up? You know, so instead of fighting to hold on to our belief systems, instead of fighting to hold on to all those structures, you know, what if we could open up our minds just a little bit and say, what if? What if there's another way to live? What if there's another way to see this? And in fact, if you would let me jump to your astrology chart for a minute, can I do that?
Sure. No, listen, we're gonna co-host the show, so whatever you feel like saying, just go there. I can dance. I'm a good dancer. You ever see? I can cut a rug.
Well, you know, as an astrologer, I just get so excited about the things that I see in people's charts. And, of course, I sent you copies of yours, and you may have noticed you see all those symbols, all those planets all lined up at the top of your chart. I mean, what a powerhouse you are. You know, that's a tremendous chart. But what I wanted to point out to you is that the planet Uranus is the planet of awakening. It's the planet that shakes us up. It's the planet of lightning strikes. It's the planet of aha. You know, it's like it really shakes all of our foundations, and it shakes us up. Well, when I look, well, that's what he does. You know, it's a planet of individuality. And in your particular chart, right now, Uranus in the sky is sitting in Aries, which is courageous and fire. You love that energy because you've got a lot of Aries. Well, in your chart, that means that Uranus has been waking up your moon, which is your emotions. It's been waking up your sun, which is your ego. But even more importantly, right now, Uranus has been activating your Saturn in your chart. And Saturn is all those rules and all those regulations. This is what life is. And this is, you know, Saturn always uses the word reality. Right? Well, Uranus in the sky has come along, and it's bumping into or it's activating your Saturn. So one of the things that you are going through right now, and you probably have been for, I'd say, a couple years, but right now it's getting really intense, is I think you're really questioning some of those rules. And you might be going back to the very beginning, you know, going back to even childhood things of like, yeah, why does it have to be this way? And so rules or things, structures that you've had in place in your life that you thought, this is what keeps me safe, because this is the rule, and if I just do this, if I just get up every morning and eat my Wheaties, or if I just get up every morning and I say the five affirmations, all of a sudden Uranus is going, really? You know, Uranus is just questioning all those rules you have for yourself. So you are really breaking out. In fact, in the beginning of the show when you said something about being a nutcase, I was kind of laughing. Because Uranus can be kind of nutty, because Uranus is saying, you know, Uranus is that planet that doesn't say think outside the box. It says, what box?
Okay, go ahead.
Uranus is just coming through your chart and hitting all those planets, and you are exploding with new awareness. You are exploding with new ways of looking at the world. And because of all that Aries, I think you have a pretty easy time of letting go of some of those. But I just want you to know, if you're feeling like some of the structures of your life all of a sudden are crumbling, it's because literally your soul is kicking you up to a whole new level of thinking. How exciting is that?
Ooh, yes, and it's exciting to know, as Mark said in the chat room, your butt is nutty. It is. Don't be talking about my butt. Just talk about my Uranus. Don't talk about my butt.
I'm talking about your butt.
But you know, it's funny because I have, especially in the last few, I don't even know time, because every time I say, I'm like, oh, has it been 2 months? But I know around June, July, I've been going through a lot, learning different things at the same time. And I am really in that place of saying, you know what, it doesn't have to be that. You know, there are different things that I've heard. That, I mean, I had a thought this morning. It's like, well, you know, there is a life before this life, and everything begins there. So if I go back to the beginning, where the mystery lives, where creation started, then that's where that's the real life. So for me, yeah, sometimes I have to tell myself, hold your tongue, because I had an experience. I was in a group study group a few days ago. I think it was Wednesday, and it was such an experience for me, because I'm thinking, how the heck did I get here? Because what they believe was sort of different from what I believe. And I see where they're going, but it was, for me, it was almost like saying, some of them were saying this was the only way. And there was a part of me that wanted to just say, listen. But I said, oh, be calm, breathe, drink some water. But I really do feel like, you know, we all should really tap in and figure out what is our truth. Why am I here? What do I have to offer, rather than just think, well, I got to do things this way? And for me, really, I'm doing it for myself, because I want to know myself as freedom. I want to know. I mean, I was reading something today. I was led to A Course in Miracles. It was talking about, what was it, chapter 8, about freedom. And it's because it talks about, you know, I'm paraphrasing it, that you don't know yourself as free because you see yourself separated from God. And it's like, wow, But in that oneness, in that consciousness of recognizing who and what you are, all the things that we're bound by just dissolves away. Sometimes it takes a little while, but it just starts to dissolve. And I get it. And really, I wish the same for everybody that listens. Like, let's just enjoy life. Let's relax a little. So, yes.
You know, and speaking of relaxing, though, I'll introduce this too. In the cosmos right now, if we look at things astrologically, we have a lot of tension, which I believe is a lot of times why we see so much going on in the world. You know, and some of the opposition or some of the wars or some of the, you know, whatever you want to call it, all the rebellious stuff, it's because on either a mundane level, on a very physical level or a spiritual level, we want to move things to another level. We're tired of keeping things the way they are. You know, we're tired of the status quo. And we do have a lot of tension in the astrological charts right now, too, because we have Pluto, which is the planet of transformation. So this is for everybody. Pluto is sitting in Capricorn, and it really is changing our structures. Then Uranus is sitting in Aries, and Aries, like I said, is that warrior. He's the, you know, he goes out and he loves to move the mountains. And so Uranus and Aries is saying, let's stir some things up. And the truth is, those two planets are sitting in a contentious place. They're what we call a square, which just means there needs to be a change in direction. We need to shake something up. Then, just recently, a couple months ago, the planet Jupiter moved into another sign, Cancer. And guess what? That makes a three-legged, it's like three points on a square. So Jupiter says, hey, I want to get into this action. You know, Jupiter is the planet that helps us find faith in our lives. Sometimes it's a bridge. It's like helping us to expand and to move to another place. And it's sitting in a very sweet sign of Cancer that says home and family is very important and safety and security. But now this week along comes Venus, which also has to do with love and what we attract. Well, she says, I really want in this action, so she makes the fourth of the square. And so this week especially, I think the 24th through the 27th, we're going to see a lot of tension. But, you know, a lot of what it's about is just coming to recognize what are the things in our lives that are not working. Let's speak up. Let's really get to the intention of our soul, and let's quit putting our resources and our energy and our time into those things that really don't matter to us, that we really don't love, and that aren't taking us where we want to go. So the truth is there is a lot of tension, and so I was just responding to the idea. Sometimes it is hard to kind of just kick back, because a number of us, and you included, because you've got so much Aries in your chart, you're really feeling that. You're one of those movers and shakers. You want to be a leader who's showing other people the way.
Yeah, that would be me.
That would be you. That would definitely be you.
It's interesting because I've been, you know, when you talk about Aries, and sometimes I find myself being so, I don't know if it's exhausted or tired. I just feel like my body's just like sleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning more and more. It's a challenge to just listen to it. But sometimes I find myself saying, I haven't done much today. I haven't done much. Why am I so sleepy? But I think there's a sort of, as you're talking about, there's an intense energy that is raining down on the planet right now.
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed that? Energy that is.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so. And like I said, though, I think the positive slant is to recognize that this is just, you know, think about the tension it takes a small chick to break through a shell of an egg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of birth processes or a lot of transitions require that we put a little energy into them. And so, you know, it rather than looking at it and going, oh, well, this is just the pits, you know, look at it of this is my opportunity to make a shift. This is my opportunity to make a change.
Yes. Yes. You know? I get it.
You know,
I get
another,
it.
Now, another thing I'd like to mention about your chart, and I hope I'm not just monopolizing your show here, but like I said, I get so excited about the astrology.
No, you're good. You're good. I follow you, really, really, because I already sense that, you know, there's no structure. What structure?
Okay. Well, you let me know when you want to. you let me know when you want to take a break. But one thing I wanted to introduce to the audience and to you, because this is something I'm very excited about, and I think it really has to do with really finding the intention of your soul. And that is, if you look at the place where the moon was when you were born, a lot of people know about that. Like, for instance, your moon was sitting in Aries. So once again, it's, you know, it's a fire moon. It's excited. It's going places. But your moon, you were actually born probably just a few hours before a new moon. And because of that, what it means is you were born at the very, very end of the lunar cycle. And so what's interesting about your Aries moon is that, and in fact, what I'm going to introduce is I've been studying something called Moon Phase Astrology, which is a book by Raven Caldera. And anybody who's interested in astrology, I really recommend it. Caldera is K-A-L-D-E-R-A. And I love it because he gives names to all of the moons. So he talks about the Aries moon that's in this very last phase, and he calls them the veteran. And so, and I see that so much in your personality, because it's as if you are the warrior. You know what it is to stand up for a cause. You know what it is to fight for something that's worth fighting for. But at the end of the cycle, you know, people that are born at the end of the cycle, they're kind of like, been there, done that. And so they're, you know, they tend to have wisdom because they understand the desires and the needs of what came before them. And so, for instance, as the veteran, it's sort of like now it's your opportunity to give advice. It's your opportunity to really advise other people and also to encourage them to really choose their battles wisely, because that's what you've learned through your experience. So I think even as a small child, you actually came in very wise. You came in with a lot of information. And I'm thinking about like the circle of people that you were with the other day when they were saying, this is the only way. Well, part of your personality as the veteran is you can sit back and say, okay, they have to learn through experience. Now, maybe I can guide them, and maybe I can inspire them, and maybe I can give them some good strategies and help them plan, but I need to let them learn from this, from themselves. Because, like, for instance, if you were born on an earlier Aries moon, you might have jumped out of your chair and started screaming.
there was that part of me that was like, let me have him. Let me just say one thing. I'm like, no. I mean, my mouth was dry. I didn't have water next to me. I had to tell him, I said, hold on, let me get some water. Because I was struggling. There was a part of me that was like, I'm like, no, this is how they see it. And I honor it. I mean, I felt so schizophrenic because there was like two parts of me. One was saying, yeah, I get it. I understand. They're saying this is the only way. It's working for them. But there's another part saying, oh, come on, man. You know this is not the only way.
Right.
It was fun to experience it myself.
You've got all that Aries. I can hear you jumping up and down. But like I said, the veteran moon, there's a part of you that just says, you know what? I can't take their experiences away from them. They've got to learn through their own experience. And, like, you can guide them. You can give them advice. And you can share your stories with them. But to some extent, they're going to have to learn it on their own. But, you know, another reason I think you were probably just jumping out of your skin is because of that Uranus sitting on your Saturn. Because you're going, I want to break all the rules. I'm tired of hearing all the old ways. You know, I really want to break some rules here. There's got to be more than one way.
Indeed. Oh, my God. Woo, you got me all fired up. Don't take much.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I think you have a great chart. You are so, you know, with all the Pisces, because, see, you also have three Pisces things. So you've got this incredible, mystic, sweet, psychic, gentle energy about you. And you know, in terms of...
Don't put me out like that. I want people to think I'm tough. I'm a warrior. They don't need to know I'm gentle. Come on now. No,
okay,
I'm kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know. But you know what? Here's the thing. All that Pisces is pretty hidden anyway. But you know, if you think people don't know that, you're kidding yourself. We all know that.
I'm
not outing you.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I must say, when I looked at the chart, I was like, whoa, what's all these symbols? It looked nice and colorful. And then I looked at the other page, just like, oh, I'm going to need to talk to CA about this because some of it, I mean, and the things you're saying really just shed light. It's like, yeah. I mean, I've always said that most of the things I know, I always feel like I taught myself. I don't mm-hmm. remember my father sitting down telling me about life, what it means to be a man. My mother telling me, I don't remember that. Now, if they did, I may have blocked it out. I may have been just like, I don't want to hear your information. I don't know. But I just don't remember it. And there's a lot of things, even, I don't know how I got through school, because I'm thinking nobody knew what to teach me. But today, I see myself as a student, a teacher, and I love to learn. And I'm thinking, when I was younger, I didn't think I was a learner. I didn't think I was smart. But mm-hmm. I feel like to learn things. And there's sometimes, especially when I'm doing my work, there's some things that just come to me and I'm like, wow, how did I know that? Where did that come from? But when I'm hearing myself saying it, it's clear to me. It is very clear to me that I know what I'm saying. But if you've asked mm-hmm. me a minute ago, I'm like, oh, no. But yeah, this astrology, I mean, I love it. I don't know if I would like to learn more, but it's such a, it's a simple science for people who are willing to learn about it. Because in life, as we were saying earlier, there's a lot of challenges that we go through. And through the charts, right, are you able to read the kind of challenges that people go through or will go through?
Yes. You know, I consider it a weather report. You know, it's sort of like I can tell you, yep, there's a massive snowstorm coming. Now, what's harder for me to tell is whether or not you're going to get out your skis or whether you're going to go bundle up under the covers. You know, people can be very different. And sometimes I'm shocked when I see something going on in a chart and I'm like, oh, this has got to be really tough. And the person says to me, oh, my God, I'm having such a good time. This is so exciting. You wouldn't believe what's changing in my life. So, you know, but yes, in fact, what I've been telling you about Uranus sitting on your Saturn and then having Pluto and Jupiter also kind of getting into that game, you know, like I said, what's going on for you is that you are changing major, major structures and belief systems. You are changing all these things in your life that you've believed were true. So it's almost like up is down, black is white. You know, it's you're really being forced, you know, every day of your life right now into really looking at stuff and saying, am I sure water is wet? You know, am I sure about this? And I think with your personality, you embrace that. You love it because it seems like a challenge and it seems exciting. But you can see how to other people that could be darn frightening.
Good Lord. If someone tried to go on a date with you, they better not. Yeah, but I'm saying if someone wants to go on a date with you, CA, they better not give you their date of birth. It's all over. Well, but if they're willing to be authentic. That's right. It's like, no. I see Uranus. I see it. It's wide open. And Saturn's going to knock your butt out, so stop it.
Yeah. But you know, see what's good about it? This is, I'll tell you one of the things that I think was such an incredible gift of astrology is that I believe, especially when I was younger, I was definitely one of those people who said, it's got to be this way. It's always been this way. And I'm right and you're wrong. I was very judgmental. I was very black and white. And when I started studying astrology, I think for the very first time, I understood why people didn't think the same as I did. You know, it's like it opened me up to all these different ways that people saw the world, and it made it more credible to me. See, I think before, I just dismissed what they said and just thought, well, they're just wrong, you know? And when I saw astrology, like here again, you know, I look at the way, like for instance, if we look at your Mars is male assertive energy. It's your energy level. It's also about sexuality. It plays a big part in relationships. Well, if I look at your Mars is sitting in Taurus. Well, Taurus is very interested in security. It's interested in peace. It's interested in stuff. And it's interested in money sometimes. So if I'm looking at how do I motivate him, if I wanted to be in a relationship with him, well, one thing is I wouldn't move too fast. Because Taurus doesn't like things that move too fast. They're kind of suspicious of that. But if I start laying a foundation, or if I invite you over for dinner, because Taurus love to feel comfortable in their bodies, so they love to have good food to eat, right, and good things to drink. So if I was looking at your chart, I'd go, okay, let me get him something to eat. Let me, and I would be solid. I would be solid. You know, I would be, I wouldn't be this flighty, you know, moving around, because I know that part of you likes that kind of stability. Now, of course, the truth is you've got all that Aries too. So you like a lot of challenge and you like some excitement. But when all is said and done, there are times you probably like to just kind of veg out, you know?
Yes.
You like to just relax. You want your, you want enough sleep, and you want to, you know, you want to be comfortable. So, and so in fact, maybe if I said, hey, let's take a trip, you might go, well, where are we going to stay? You know, because you want to know, how's my body going to feel about this? You know, what's my bed going to be?
Oh, Lord.
Oh. So it's pretty amusing, but it that's such a gift, because the only energy I really knew before that, in a sense, was my own energy. And so through astrology, I can go, oh, I see why this person wants a challenge, and I see why this person wants security, and I can see why this person is driven by learning something new, you know? And so it helped me really appreciate how different people were, and that all those different feelings and desires and options were valid. So that's one of the great things about astrology.
Wow. Let's drink to that. Take a break.
Let's drink to that. Where's that champagne?
I know, right? Perfect time for it. Let's take a break, CA, and we'll be back. Well, we're not going right now, but we're going to take a break and just see how we dance through all this conversation. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Out There radio show. You know that. That's why you're here. And if you don't, you do now. And the wonderful voice you're hearing is CA Brooks. She is from the 1-2 house, just breaking it down. She's an intuitive soul coach, astrologer, a lover of life, and I mean, she's Pisces, so you know she's so much more than that. She can read you just by sniffing you. She can sniff you out. And you can find out 1-2listen.com if you want to have your own personal chart. I mean, I got a printout. I think it's going to take me a whole lifetime to read it, but maybe I just call her. We are going to take a break in a minute. Thank you all for tuning in. I don't think we're taking any more calls because the phone lines are jammed. Boy, let's see. Is Mark still listening? I don't think he's listening. Celeste, maybe we can see if we can get CA over to Life Conversations Radio. I mean, Mark is not going to get offended, is he? I mean, he knows it's all about love. Oh, wait, he's still listening. Shh, never mind. We'll talk about that later. We're going to take a break, and we thank you all for tuning in. And what do we need to tell you? We invite you to share the show. And if you're feeling moved, feeling inspired to donate to the Ask Life Coach Out There radio show, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a donate button or the like page, Life Conversations Radio like page. You click the donate and let your soul, your spirit be your guide. We're going to take a break. We're going to do some readings. Celeste got celestial moment, but she's saying something about, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to fit it in. Let's just take a break. Woo! All this fire. Fire shut up in my bones. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to, okay, this is my professional voice. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We'll be right back. After this, don't you dare go nowhere.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 1-2radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade.
I like what Life Coach Addie does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That is what we're about, spreading the love. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And it's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme inspiration.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. It's your life. You might as well live it up. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do Celestial Moment, and then we're going to do some readings. Is that okay, CA? I'm tuning into a vibration. She said, fine. She said, that's perfect. Okay, good. So we are going to bring on Celeste to do the Celestial Moment as she runs around trying to grab everything she needs to grab. And I need to grab her song before she grabs my neck. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm having such a wonderful time. This is a beautiful way to start our week with you, of course, mm-hmm. every day, like today, well, Monday through Wednesday, but particularly with C.A. Brooks, because I really feel like we're tapping into our soul's intention. And she does it in such a way that, you know, to play with astrology, I'm feeling some clairvoyant information coming through her as well. And, I know somebody on the line wants a tarot reading. So we're really going to get a flavor for everything that CA has to offer and also get healed at the same time. How powerful is that?
I mean, I'm just loving it. My life, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the people around me. We need to get CA over here. There's enough for her to go around.
No, Mark said in the chat room that he don't forget how much Scorpio he has in him, and you know they got a sting. You better leave Mark alone. or he won't let
I will grab his thing and spin it around and hook it up to a branch. Now come down from up there.
All you are is little ram. You need to chill on that, okay? So
I didn't want to say stinger. That would be wrong. If I grab his stinger. Okay, go ahead.
You barely walk alone. But I also want to thank our beautiful extended family, because I feel like they're our cousins over there, you know, sharing the love and light. Thank you so much for my chart. I've been reading it and going, oh, all my business right there. So thank you, Jay Brooks, for that and that beautiful gift from Mark Huston as well. You guys are wonderful.
Yes.
You are more than welcome. And by the way, those charts were compliments of Mark Huston and 1-2 House and actually his site, which is 1-2reports.com.
Wow.
Yeah, so people can go to 1-2reports.com and they can get a beautiful report for themselves.
It's gorgeous, everybody. I highly recommend it. Now, I'm going to be selfish for just a second.
Okay.
CA, was there anything that jumped out at you on my chart that you would like for me to pay attention to? I mean, you don't have to go as in-depth with us today, but, you know, what do you see about me?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Celeste, one of the things I'd like to tell you, and I just laughed when I saw this, because remember how I said that Coach Aday has a balsamic moon at the very end of the phase. Well, you do too. Also, yes, that's your moon too. Now, you're not in Aries, though. You're in Taurus. But see, you're still one of those people. You're one of the wise souls who came in with lots of information. And there is this sense of, okay, been there, done that, because I already have that. But I just think it's so interesting that the two of you were attracted and that you do this work together, because you have that balsamic moon too. Now, yours is called the ancestor, or it's also called the inheritance moon. Because if nothing else, one of the things about your moon is that you believe that we borrow the earth from our children rather than inheriting it from our ancestors. You know, that whole concept of one of your big issues is really looking at what have we inherited from people? What are the things that we have drawn down, but what are the things that we have to give back? And what are the things that we are leaving for our children? Or what are the things that we're leaving for future generations? And so that's part of sort of, you know, yours is a very philosophical moon, but it's also that moon of really, really looking at what is worth keeping and what isn't. Because the one thing about Taurus is, I told you, they kind of like to hold on to stuff. They like to accumulate. And so your particular moon does do that. But I also think in your chart, I see your moon and your sun are both sitting up in the ninth house. So some of the stuff that you really like to accumulate has to do with information and knowledge and wisdom and kind of a belief about how the world works. And I think you're an excellent teacher. You have incredible discipline in your chart. And I just think you're an incredible teacher. You're also an incredible student, but you're also an incredible teacher. And so one of your things is to really, you know, help people honor the past, but to really look at what they're holding on to and what they're going to do with that, and what are the effects of our behavior right now on future generations. Now, one other thing I would say to you, too, when I look at where the planets are now, one of the things that I noticed for you wasn't Uranus, but it is the planet Saturn. And Saturn is about our own personal power, but it's also about the structures of our lives. And it's about discipline. Well, that Saturn in your chart has been in opposition because it's sitting in Scorpio, and you have the moon in Taurus, Saturn in Taurus, the sun in Taurus, and Mercury in Taurus. So in some way, you are going through some similar things because you, too, are looking at the structures of your life. But as he's got Uranus, which is kind of blasting them apart, yours is a more methodical looking at it, evaluating it, reasoning through it, and working through heavy life issues. And so I want you to know that, too, that you have been going through what I consider somewhat of an introspective time as you really reason out those things in your life. But one of the results is that you're going to feel very, very different about yourself, I'd say 6 to 8 months from now, because you're literally looking at yourself and you're peeling away layers that you're saying, you know what, this isn't who I am anymore. I really want to get more and more and closer towards that intention of my soul. So I'd also say, if you feel like things have been heavy for you, I think that's going to lighten up, and it's going to take maybe 6 to 9 months because you're still processing. Another thing I would encourage you to do, if you don't already do this, is I would encourage you to write or to speak about the issues that you're going through, because Saturn is moving through your third house of communication, and you've got a lot of energy in your chart anyway. Like all those planets sitting up at the top of your chart, those are sitting in the ninth house of writing and publishing. But you also have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, in your third house, which is writing. And Saturn has been, you know, Saturn is sitting there. So, if you know, even if it's a blog, or you want to write a book, or you want to write a personal story, or even if you wanted to make it fiction, but right now, a lot of your personal power is in putting your thoughts and your feelings and your experiences down in writing. Does that sound like anything you're interested in doing?
Yes. Life Coach today, don't say a word.
I'm not. I'm trying to be quiet. I'm really
shutting
my mouth.
She wanted to confirm her powerful gift. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I can confirm heart, soul, spirit. You are so on point. And astrology is no joke. Not that I ever thought it was. But for you to be able to pull all of that from my planets and everything else, that's just magic. Thank you so much for my gifts here.
You are welcome.
And my gift and my spank. You know how many books I have in me? Oh my goodness, okay.
Oh honey, you get writing, okay? You get writing. Now is the time to use discipline. And do it. If you want to write, now is the time.
Yeah. Bam, right back at you, Life Coach today. He's going bam at me. Okay, no, I surrender. Life Coach today.
Nothing. You just do Celestial a moment, and when we come back, I'm always having questions. I like to have this kind of conversation. I think what we're going to do is just go through all the people that are reading. If Sia can handle back-to-back readings, then we'll do it. If we need a break.
But can I offer one more thing to Celeste?
Sure.
I just want to, you know, when I said now is the time and this is the time to show discipline, that is absolutely true. But the other thing I want you to know that's up and coming is Uranus, that awakener, it's going to take a while. In fact, it might take as long as a couple of years, but eventually it's going to move to your ninth house of writing and publishing. And it's going to be there for 6 or 7 years. And then watch out, because you are going to explode on the scene. Something to look forward to.
I thank you so much. How beautiful.
You are welcome.
I better give her a pay raise. I got to increase her pay so she don't go nowhere. All right, Celeste.
All right. Oh, and we're moving into, what time was it? Yep, I was born exactly at this moment. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day equals 6. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. And since 2013 equals 6, we are all collectively running with the high love vibration found in the number 6. 6 is ruled by the planet Venus. It is a peace lover, and it is also known as the Cosmic Mother. It represents full expansion and expression. 6 is also the snake and medicine cards, and its sacred gift is transmutation, turning challenges into lessons, pain into gold. 6 also shows up as the Lovers in tarot, which is astrologically connected to the twins of Gemini. The Lover's card is about attraction and having a magnetic charge. The letters of the alphabet connected to the number 6 are F, O, and X. So words like fantasy, opulence, and Xanadu connect us to the magical power of the number 6. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on a jaguar of the medicine cards. Its number is not 6. It's actually 51. But when you add 5 plus 1, you get 6. So here we go. Sacred Jaguar, T teach me to wear my power lightly, to walk with impeccability, to approach life with compassion, and to live up to the integrity of my human potential. The Jaguar has a mission to devour the unclean aspects of human behavior. Remember, sin is simply missing the mark of what's true for you on your walk. It's about all the times you've allowed yourself to be judged by your challenges instead of embracing your divinity, when being a good girl or good boy weighed more on your consciousness than honoring the voice within. The Jaguar comes talking around the edges of your life to get you to stop leaking your life force, your energy. The Jaguar offers rewards of good medicine to those who stand in their personal integrity and walk through life in an impeccable manner. But don't get tripped up making this about being perfect. That line of thinking will take you off your path as well. Remember that Jaguar medicine teaches that personal integrity allows for mistakes, embraces forgiveness, and humbly makes self-directed corrections, allowing a rebalanced spirit to triumph once again. All is well, and that's the story of six, told to our friend the Jaguar through the medicine cards. I'll see you on Tuesday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. You've got a publisher waiting for you in the chat room. So,
I do.
It's all worked itself out. Yes, you do.
Okay,
yes, you
now.
Do. You can run now. CA said, right? The publisher said, I got you. So thank you, Celeste. Let's do some readings here.
Much love to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before you go, who should we go to first?
I'm sorry.
Are you there? Who should we go to first?
I'm sorry, what did you say? I was trying to run. What?
Well, don't run. Slow down. Who are we reading first? Who is the first person call are we going to?
I think it's time for some tarot with Tia.
Okay, let's go to Tia. Tia Marie. I made that up. All right. Thanks, Celeste. Goodbye.
My pleasure.
I'll come back to you
Bye.
For the next one. Let's go to Tia calling from, she's calling from Georgia, I think. Hello, Tia. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. So you want a tarot card reading?
Yes, I couldn't remember the time I was born, so...
Oh. Okay. So, CA, let's see. Let's do this.
Okay, well, Tia, what's going on for you right now?
There's been a lot going on over the past 7 months. I literally went bankrupt, lost my company, lost some friends. I kind of went through, I call it, detox phase. And I feel like I'm on the other side of it now, where I'm working again, you know, working on relationships, you know, with my family and friends. And right now I just kind of want to see what's going on career-wise and love-wise if possible.
Okay, you said career and what?
And love. I'm sorry.
Love? Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm feeling from you is exactly kind of some of the disruption that you were saying, because I almost, like, the first vision I had of you is kind of you being cut in half. And I mean that very metaphorically, like you feel discombobulated, like you feel like your feet aren't on the ground, or you feel like all the pieces are flying around. That is going to change, because one of the things, in fact, that I would tell you is that I think the journey that you're on takes a while. And so don't get too rushed to make something happen, because this is a journey where you have to pick the pieces back up, you have to really look at them carefully, and then keep moving forward. And the other thing that I feel is that this is a time when I say don't rush, I really mean it, because I think what you need more of in your life is not this sense of, oh, I got to get this going and I got to get here and I got to take care of this. It's more like stop and look at the situations that are going on around you. Stop and see how the world and life lessons are sort of going around you, and extract from that the information that you can get. Because what I feel like right now for you, this is a very internal, reflective, introspective time in which you can go deep into yourself and you can look and see, like, for instance, what are my hurts? What are my angers? What are my resentments? What are my weak links? Because it almost feels to me that maybe you have shoved something in your life to the side that, you know, because you don't want to look at it. Well, now is the time to say, you know what, I'm willing to take the splinter out of my foot. I'm willing to look at this heartache, and I'm willing to turn it around. Because when you do, when you shine the light, all of a sudden you realize, oh, this wasn't so bad at all. And I feel like then it builds your self-confidence. It helps you come back in this really strong position of feeling like you're whole again. So you that's what it seems to me, is it's coming all the way from I feel broken apart to I feel whole. But the wholeness comes not because somebody else accepts you, not because the love comes from the outside, but because it's coming from the inside. Because you all of a sudden say, you know what, that characteristic or that little piece of me, I love it, and I'm going to celebrate it. You know, I'm going to be crazy with it. I'm not going to try to hide it anymore. And so I really feel like this is a time to kind of stop the action, stop the activity, because you're going to make the most progress if you do it on an internal level of planning and looking at your strategies, but just looking at yourself, because it's almost like maybe you've been going way too fast and you've been missing the important pieces. So I do think it's really going to turn around, but I would say, you know, relax. Really, you know, give yourself the opportunity. You know, I don't know if you meditate, but if you do, that would be a good activity. But even just sitting down quietly for 10 minutes a day and just saying, what's really important to me? What's really on my heart? Because that's what's going to give you the next action step, not the activity itself.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I always feel like I'm, if I don't move, you know, how they say the early bird catches the worm.
Yeah, but that's not true for you right now.
Yeah.
That's not true for you because, in other words, you're running around looking for the worm and you're missing the diamond in the grass or something like that. So the time is time to relax and to look inside because, and see, that's going to write every single thing in your life. It's going to write the love. It's going to write the career. It's going to make everything okay because you're going to feel like you're whole again. And that's what's missing. That's what it feels like is missing to me. But I think it's going to be good. I really do. And like I said, I see you also coming out as this much bigger person, as this whole person who feels strong and who feels safe and who feels secure and who feels loved. And that's going to come from you stopping and looking within yourself. And like I said, just kind of letting the life go around you, like you're on a carousel or something, and just kind of look around and watch. Instead of you making the action happen, sit and watch and see what's happening, because you might find that all those things you're looking for will come to you rather than you're going out and finding them.
Yes, that's such a hard concept for me to grasp.
I know it is. I know it is.
Even the meditation, even like sitting and being still and doing it, you know, every day, each day, it's, you know, that's a hard thing for me to grasp, just to kind of sit and
be still. Meditation is not hard to grasp. Sit down for 1 minute a day and then increase it the next day, 2 minutes. Just sit still. Stop programming yourself. If you want the worms, know that there are no shortages of worms. So rather than think it's hard, 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 don't program your mind that you're running out. There is no shortage of what you want. Just meditate one minute a day, 1 minute a week, and pat yourself on the back, and then increase it the next week. Because you know what to do. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to say that again. You're not allowed to say it's so hard to it's not. Okay, stop. If you want the worm, stop looking at them. Go get it. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And all right. Can I say one thing before you hang up, Tia?
Sure.
This comes from A Course in Miracles. What you might do, especially if you have a hard time just stopping your mind, just say to yourself, I want to see this differently. If there was another way to see this, I wonder what it would be. And then don't answer the question. Just pose the question. I wonder what it would be. I'm open to seeing this differently. And I swear you will be amazed at the information that will start coming to you. So just stop and say that to yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
There you have it. Bye-bye. Let's go to, I want to find out about it. We're going to April, who was born in April 6th. She was born at 4:40 a.m. in Upland, California, and in her phone number, she has 444.
Okay, now, April 6th, what is the year?
It's 1979.
And what time did you say she was born?
4:44 a.m.
A.m.? Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is the city?
Upland, California.
How do you spell
Upland.
That?
Up,
can you spell it for me?
Yeah, U-P-L-A-N-D.
Oh, Upland. Okay, California.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, Upland.
I was trying to make it really complicated. That's a really complicated word, and no, it was not a complicated word. So let me see what's going on for you. And April,
well, how are you?
Start before?
Yes. Hi, Ade. Hi, CA. Thank you.
Hello. Mm-hmm. So have you seen your chart before? You're a Pisces rising?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right?
I've seen it before.
Rising? Okay.
Yes.
Well, looking at you, you know, you've got some similarities to Coach Ade because you've got your sun sitting in Aries. And that's where the planet Uranus is. And it's in your first house. So literally, life is just breaking, you know, apart for you, but in a really good way. When I say breaking apart, once again, it's like that chick coming out of the egg. All of a sudden, you're coming from what might have seemed like kind of a tight space into all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, all these opportunities. And, you know, especially in your first house, I feel like you must feel like your life is just really taking off in huge ways. Just like almost like the opportunities are coming to you faster than you can even acknowledge them. Is that true? It's just lots of stuff going on for you?
Yeah, that's true. At work, like a couple days ago, I was thinking of like getting a new position before the end of September because I've been at my job for 2 years working with young kids, and that was my question there around career. But I do feel that way. And 2 days ago, one of the moms of the children was like saying that there was a position open at a different school, and she just kind of threw it out there, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I was not really ready for that, but really I am ready for that because I've been wanting a different job.
Yeah, I mean, truly, and this is going to go on, by the way, for at least 5 or 6 more years, and it's just, you know, here's one thing to think about it. This is a way you need to see yourself differently because, like I said, very similar to Coach Ade's chart, with that Aries sun, you not only have Uranus activating it and waking it up, but you also have Pluto sitting up in your career house. Now, that's different than his, but Pluto sitting up in your career house is also transforming your career and bringing you a lot more opportunities. But in order to really embrace those opportunities, you need to see yourself differently. And that can be a difficult thing to do because a lot of times we just kind of want to hold tight and say, no, this is who I am. But it's like, be really open. Because here's another thing. You were born with a moon in Leo. And your moon, according to Raven Caldera, he calls it the actor. And there's a lot of information that goes along with that. But think about it. The actor is the person who knows that there's lots of roles to play. And you also have your moon sitting in the fifth house of the chart, which is dramatic. You know, it's the person who likes to play, who likes to be very self-expressive. So, and in fact, I'd say that's a big thing for you right now. It could be romance as well, but there's a lot of activity going on for you that has to do with self-expression. But with the actor's moon, it's as if you look around and you say, I really want to play different roles. I want to take on different roles because sometimes in order to get my point across, I may have to dress in a different wardrobe. And so this is a moon that I would say have a lot of fun with it. You know, it's bright, it's beautiful, it's self-expressive, it's Leo, you know, it's the queen of the universe. That's another thing I want to say to you with a Leo moon. But one thing I always tell Leo moons is don't you dare get involved with anybody, you know, romantically or in any kind of relationship that who doesn't just totally adore you and appreciate you. Because Leo moons need to be adored. And so don't settle for anybody who doesn't get that about you. Okay.
Wow. Okay. That sounds awesome.
You deserve to be adored. And don't ever forget that, you know? But like, I really play with that actor. And, you know, so for instance, with a new job or new things coming to you, you know, because I do think you probably shy away sometimes about, oh, I just want to be a little bit in the background and at work, and I'm not sure. I mean, I can just kind of hold my own here. That's not true. You need to really shine. You really need to shine. You know, you've got a lot of fire energy, and you've got Leo in that sixth house. And I know that there's a part of you that's willing to do the gut level, you know, all the nuts and bolts kind of work. You will do that. You're more than willing to do it. You've got a lot of integrity. But the truth is, you, in very many ways, you came here to shine. You came here to be a light. And so really recognize that and just embrace it and have fun with it. Like I said, play with being the actor. Play with taking on different roles and say, you know what, I can be who, you know, I can be this role for right now. I can do this because it's getting me where I want to go. You know, this is moving me into an area that I want to be in. So I'm going to play with this. And that's just another word for you today. That's what's coming to me is you need to play. You just need to play.
Mm. Yes, that sounds good. I love playing, so that's awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you, Queen April. It's all about you, girl.
Thank you, Adi.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's go to Jill. Her date of birth is December 17th, 1960. And she was born in
78. You're going way too fast for me. Okay.
I'm sorry. December 17th.
Okay.
December 17th, 1960. And not one night ago. And hello, Jill. It's 7:45 a.m. And Jill, I'm going to let you say the city because I will slaughter that if I try it. So you just say it.
Waukegan, Illinois. Waukegan.
And it's Illinois. Okay. Let's see. Okay, there it is. And thank you for spelling it. I would have never gotten that one.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, and what's going on for you?
You know, I've been really stuck for the last few years, and things are just seem to, like, I don't know. It's like nothing's getting better. Do you see things getting better and breaking up and breaking through soon?
Yes, I do. And I'm looking. Have you seen your chart before?
I have.
Okay, because I've got you as a one Capricorn rising. Does that sound right?
You've
got your sun in Sagittarius. Now you do have three planets in the 12th house. And the only reason I mention that is because a lot of times planets in the 12th house, those are introspective people who really think on a very big global scale. You know, it's kind of rather than a personal energy, it can be a transformational or a transpersonal energy. So, but the one thing about you that's been going on is that Pluto, the planet of major transformation, is sitting in your first house. Now, I know he's a real slow mover. So, you know, you may feel like, oh, this is taking forever, but you know, it's as if your personality and the way you see yourself is being transformed, but on a very slow level. But the one thing that I do see breaking apart for you is I see that Pluto is sitting on top of your Jupiter, which is expansion. So on one hand, I think you might be sitting here going, I do feel really stuck. I don't sense that this is really moving anywhere because Pluto is such a slow mover. But I'm telling you, it may be a slow transformation. It may be kind of like the caterpillar going into the cocoon, but it is transformation and it is happening for you. And so the other thing that I want you to know, and this may have to do more with work, but Saturn, that planet of discipline, is going through your chart doing what I call a dream audit. And what I mean by that is he kind of says, hey, Jill, let's get everything out on the table. Show me what your hopes and dreams are. Show me what you want to happen in your life. And then he's kind of saying, okay, show me your budget. Show me your energy. Show me all your resources. And so one of the things that's going on, and like I said, I think this is especially at work, is that you're looking at things and saying, what's really realistic for me? Where do I really want to put my time and my energy and my resources and my money? Because this is going to happen and maybe that's not going to happen. So I want you to know that I think this is actually an incredible time for you in which you are getting really, really clear about what's important for you, at least in the public arena, whether or not you consider that work or whether you consider that something that you're doing publicly, you know, a public image, but you're getting really, really clear on what you have to offer to the world and what your dreams are and what your hopes are and how you're going to do that. I almost have the feeling that you're switching careers or that something big is happening in that part of your life. Is that what's going on for you?
Not yet.
Not yet? Well, I think it's going to. Do you want it to?
Yes.
Do you want to change
soon.
Careers? Okay, what do you
soon.
Want to go into? What do you
well,
want to
I'm
go
sorry,
into?
What'd you say?
I said, what do you want to go into, Jill?
I'm still a little confused, you know. I really feel like, you know, like you said, I'm expanded. I need to give back. I need to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good with people.
Yes, I think you are. And I think you have a lot of spiritual insight, is what I think. Do you do any kind of personal counseling with individuals, or do you feel like you have gifts that way? Either as
yes.
Okay. Because that's
yes.
what I'm feeling for you. Is that one of the things that you can do is you can go into some very, very dark places with people, you know, their pain, you know, things that they've been through, and you can help them understand it. It's sort of like you can help them come to a better understanding of it and help them just come through the dark passages. The other thing about you is your moon, you were born in the very last phase of the moon, too. We've got a lot of balsamic moons today. Yours is in Sagittarius, and it's called the shaman. And so think about, you know, do you know what a shaman is?
Totally. I've studied shamanism, and I'm really good at it.
Well, because you are the shaman. Especially with all those planets sitting in the 12th house, but also by your moon. You are the shaman. And so, you know, you might think about that too, and because there are major changes going on in your career, and I think they will be sooner rather than later. I think because Saturn has been a planet that's been going retrograde, up in your 10th house, you haven't seen that movement yet, but you're going to. I think big changes are coming in your career. And I think, you know, part of it is being patient, but part of it is going underneath the surface and just looking at it. And like I said, really looking at your dreams, because let's say you want to change careers. Well, that may require that you do something significant like save money, or you may need to change your lifestyle, or you may have to be more, I don't like the word realistic, but you might have to look at life a little bit differently or be more realistic about what would it take for you to really make that kind of a shift in your career. But I think you are going to make that shift. I really do. I think that's a big thing that's going on for you right now. And, in fact, I see it in multiple places in your chart. I don't see how you could not change your career.
And this will be before the end of the year, you think?
Yep, I do. In fact,
okay.
I would say even in the next couple months, I think something significant is going to happen. And truthfully, that significant thing could be that you look at where you are and say, I can't do this anymore. This
right.
just so does not feel good. I cannot do this anymore. And so you make the leap. But like I said, I think Saturn's helping you because Saturn is saying, okay, what is it going to take? Do we need classes? Do we need to go back to school? Do we need an office? What kind of resources do we need to make this dream come true? That's what Saturn's doing. He's a taskmaster. He's like your own internal personal coach. So you know what? Oh. Don't resist him. Say, okay, you're right. That's what I need to do. You know, this is the decision I need to make. So, yeah, your life is changing. And in a good way, and it's career.
Yes. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you. That was excellent. And I'm going to save it and listen to it again.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye,
you're
Jill.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yes. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. My guest is C.A. Brooks. You can find her at 12listens.com or 12radio.com or all things 12. She's there to
all
take your calls.
All
things 12. Let's do a clairvoyant reading. That's what we want now. Yvette wants a clairvoyant reading. Hey,
okay.
Yvette, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Ade. Thank you, CA. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
So what's going on for you today?
Oh, I'm going through great transformation, but it's an awesome experience.
I'm glad to hear that. You know what I sense for you? I'll tell you what I see. And sometimes the pictures, you can interpret them, I may not. Number one, I keep seeing choices. I keep seeing doubles. I keep seeing, like, for instance, the first thing I saw was an ocean, and I saw two continents on either side of the ocean. And it was almost like either of those, they represent two different choices for you. I don't know if those are two different choices for relationships or whether it's work, but I feel like you're in the midst of great, not only great changes, but you've got choices. And so you're really looking from side to side. It's like literally you're looking at one thing and then you're looking at the next and you're trying to make a decision. One thing I think I would tell you is that now if you haven't done enough homework, then maybe it isn't time to decide. But there's part of me that says in at least one area of your life you don't need to make a choice. You can have both. You can have both things. But in other areas of your life, you may need to make a choice. And it almost feels like if you're sitting, like trying to make a decision and you're going, I can't decide, I can't decide, I can't decide, I'm telling you that now is the time to make the decision. And that making no decision may be worse than just saying, I'm off on a new adventure. I'm going to risk. I'm just going to do it. And that's what it feels like to me, is that if one of the choices has to do with taking a risk or starting something completely new, doing something completely different that you say, literally, I don't even know what the road ahead looks like. I have no idea where I'm going, that I think that's the one you're going to take.
I agree. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, you are welcome, and I hope whatever choices that you're making, like I said, you know, in some situations you can have both, but in other places you're going to have to make a choice and go for the adventure.
Okay. Thank you so much. You are welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Adele. You're welcome. CA, do you have time? I was trying to squeeze into you, but I think we only got time for one. Do you have time for one? I mean, because I know our time is 1:45. Can you squeeze another one?
Yep, I think we can. I'll be quick.
That's kind of like a crazy question to ask somebody, I guess, isn't it? You have some time. And nobody ever says, no, I got to go right now.
No, that's right. I got to go take a nap. No.
Ain't nobody got time for this. Let's see. Let's go to... let's go to Kathy. Kathy... And her date of birth is December 13th. Year is 1953. December 13th, 1953. She was born 10:05 a.m.
Okay.
And the city, is it Utica?
Yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
Utica, New York.
Yep. Okay. I think I got that one. Okay. All right. So, Kathy, what's going on for you today?
Oh, a little bit of everything. My boss is, like, on my last nerve.
Okay. I can see that.
Because he doesn't trust me with my sick leave. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to let go of everything. I got mad at my husband yesterday.
Whoa. Okay. Well, you know, one thing I will tell you is, and this is interesting too, because I cannot believe this. This has to be the day for balsamic moons because you have one too. Your balsamic moon, so that means you were born in the very last phase of the lunar cycle, and yours is in Scorpio, which makes you a phoenix, which means that you are one of these people that no matter what happens, you can always rise from the ashes. You can always find the good in a situation. You can always, and you may feel that your life is filled with a lot of beginnings and endings. You know, that you can literally rise from the dead. It's a very spiritual energy for you. And there again, I think you've got a lot of good energy as a spiritual teacher in helping other people come through life crises. But when you said your boss is kind of on your last nerve, I definitely see that. I think that's a result of the planet Mars, which is assertion and male energy, and sometimes it can be that anger and frustration. Well, it's going through the sixth house of your chart, which is everyday activities, but it's often workplace. You know, it's our colleagues. And so it means that there's a lot of, there's just a lot of energy there. But one thing I would offer to you with Mars sitting there is it's like you're getting, you're really thinking a lot lately about security and safety, and maybe especially in the workplace. And so your boss is bringing up issues to you that make you feel insecure or make you feel unsafe. So one of the things, Kathy, that you can do is maybe look at that for yourself and say, are there things that would make me feel more secure? Because maybe my own insecurity is kind of projecting out there, and then he's picking up on it, he or she. So that's one thing I'd say. The good news is that Mars won't be there very long. In fact, not in just a few weeks, it's actually going to move on. But the other thing, like I said, the important thing here is that I think this is an area right now in your life where you're actually expanding a lot of energy. So if you're feeling restless because you're feeling like you're not really doing everything that you could do, I think that's what you need to look at and just say you've got more talents, more skills, more abilities maybe than you're really showing or that you're using at work. And I think you're anxious to show those. Now, does this make sense to you?
Well, I'm anxious to leave because I'm on a spiritual journey with healing.
Uh-huh. And I see that.
I'm close to retirement, too.
Okay. Well, but so you've got Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion, and it's sitting in your sixth house of knowledge, skills, and abilities. So you are expanding. You are learning new things. But the other thing is it's also sitting on the north node of your moon, which tells me you're actually at a destiny place in your life right now. You are moving into some kind of level of this is what I came for. This is the intention of my soul. This is my destiny. I'm moving in that direction.
How soon before it gets here?
I would say it's not very long. However, here's the thing I'm going to say. The planet that I'm looking at is Jupiter, and it's moving forward, but it will be moving in a retrograde pattern, which means backwards. So
right.
it's going to take a little bit longer than maybe you think. But this is a wonderful cycle. It's going to be there for probably about a year. And I would just say this is a great time for really improving your skills and your ability.
Okay.
I mean, you're getting into really, really good energy, and you are a spiritual teacher, so you can use that.
Right.
You know, and like I said, think about that phoenix, and not only can you rise from the ashes, but you can help other people come through trauma, come through devastating circumstances, and you can bring them to a place of light.
Okay. I will ask for guidance on that.
Okay.
There you have it. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate you. And
thank you.
Others,
Kathy, thank you for calling.
Yeah, and others that we didn't get through, you can always catch C.A. Brooks at 12listen.com. Is it listens with an S or without?
It's without. So 12listen.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, C.A. Brooks is talking. So, C.A., before you go, real quick. I want you to tell us whatever you want to share with us, what you're up to, if there's anything in your heart that you want to share, whatever it is, and if you can squeeze that in, tell us about the blue moon that's coming up soon.
You know, and actually, I don't think there is a blue moon coming up. I think that's a mistake. I mean, I'm not sure, so can we just skip that?
Yes, certainly, please. Yeah,
let's just skip that. Now, what we do have, though, I will tell you this. We have the second Aquarian full moon tomorrow. So that may be what some people refer to as a blue moon, because it's the second time in a row that we've had a full moon in Aquarius. And this moon is, I love Aquarius, but this is the friendship moon. This is really the time when we are balancing personal agendas with more global concerns. And that's going to happen tomorrow night. So that's
it. It is. Okay. Now you know. So,
yeah.
What are you up to? What are you doing that you want people to know about?
Okay. Well, I am available on 12listen.com. I would encourage people to check out what we're calling time-based services, because through the Click for Advisor 12listen.com system, you can actually buy a block of time, and you can use it anytime you want. And it's like buying something where the price is never going to change. So once you buy it, then you can use it whenever you want. It just kind of sits there until you want to talk to me. So those are really wonderful ways to get some astrology charts done or to get a reading. You can also listen to my radio show every Tuesday on 12radio.com. It's called Simple Tales, and I'm on at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 2 Eastern. I also have a daily radio show that's based on A Course in Miracles, and you can hear that every single morning at 7 a.m. Pacific. And that's also on 12radio, and like I said, it's based on A Course in Miracles. I also teach classes in astrology on 12academy.com. Now, they're not posted yet, but I am going to put up a series of beginning astrology classes. So if somebody really wants to learn some astrology, they may want to do that over at 12academy.com, because you can sit in your house. You can sit in your pajamas and take a class. It's a really wonderful thing to do. And you can also find me on Facebook, and it's under my name, which is capital C, period, capital A, period, and then my last name, Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S. And, of course, read The Power Peak, which is available at 12house.com. And that's a weekly forecast of what's happening astrologically. And there's a lot of other articles in there, too. It's called Mark's Power Peak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everything 12 is where you can find her. Thank you.
That's
CA. Appreciate you. When next is your show? When's your next show coming up?
Tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Oh, 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
on 12radio.
Changing the way you listen to the world. Oh,
I think I can do a promo. Well, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. It was great fun.
Oh, thank you, CA. Thank you. I really enjoyed you, your energy. Thank you so much for the chart. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you, CA. And I'm looking forward to bringing you back. We're not going to wait a whole 2 years before you come back.
Okay. Mm.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ah, life is good. It's getting better. And we just invite you to be the change you want to see. It's almost time to release this show. But once again, if you feel moved, if you're led, if your spirit is guiding you, feel free to donate to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a donate button. Thank you all. And those that we didn't get through, I hope you got your message through others, because we are truly one. And what else do I need to tell you? I'll be back tomorrow talking about cultivating a loving relationship with the divine, a loving relationship with God, a loving relationship with yourself. It's been real. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And just as important, be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Allow yourself to be embraced, to be hugged, to be touched. We need each other. This is Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. And I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now, do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.